This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, June 24th, 2016. I'm Mark Belanger. In the report this week, unions in the UK are calling for a plan to protect workers as the country leaves the European Union. Labour organisations used World Public Service Day to call for an end to global tax evasion. And our Labour Start correspondent reports about union events around the world. This is Radio Labour. Labour leaders in Britain are calling for an action plan which will protect workers when the country leaves the European Union. In a national referendum, voters supported Britain exiting the EU, the so-called Brexit, with a vote of 52% in favour. Unions in the UK, led by the Trades Union Congress, campaigned strenuously against a Brexit. They were concerned that much of the favourable labour legislation adopted by the UK because of EU membership would be dismantled. Leaving the EU is a policy of right-wing political parties throughout Europe. Frances O'Grady is the General Secretary of the Trades Union Congress. She was asked about the TUC's reaction to the vote.
Well, of course, we accept the result. The British people have spoken. But the first priority now has to be about building confidence to stop the economy crashing. And we're calling for a national action plan to protect British jobs. And that has to involve business and unions, because workers mustn't pay the price of this Brexit. Working people already feel they paid the price for the financial crash in 2008. They mustn't pay the price for this one. But the real priority right now is that we've got to do everything we can to stop the economy crashing and to protect jobs. And we think we need, everybody now needs unity. This is very, very important for people's livelihoods and their futures.
52% of the 30 million people who voted in the referendum held on Thursday, June 23rd, supported a Brexit, meaning, of course, that many working people supported the Leave campaign. Ms. O'Grady was asked about this support by workers to leave the European Union.
Trade union members are no different to the country as a whole, but we had a responsibility to tell the truth as we saw it in terms of the risks, real risks, to pay to jobs and rights of a Brexit. But right now, I think the focus has to be, when we're seeing the pound falling, and we know the impact that will have on prices and livelihoods and pensions, that we need to get around a table and work together to protect jobs. I think what we have to do now is heal the wounds in the country. I think this is about much more, frankly, than the careers of political leaders or political parties. This is about working people in the country who need security for their future and need to be confident that they won't end up paying the price yet again.
The referendum results do not mean that the UK is automatically out of the European Union. Parliament has to pass a new law calling for an exit. Then the European Union has to be told of the plans. And that kicks in a 2-year period of negotiating the exit. Thursday, June 23rd, was World Public Service Day, a day set aside by the United Nations to remind people about the importance of public services. Radio Labour senior correspondent Seymourie Ainsborough reports.
Labour organisations around the world are leading campaigns to protect public services. They argue that the services are part of the commonwealth of a society and should be enhanced, not cut by government austerity programmes or provided by corporations focused on making profits. One of those labour organisations is Public Services International. The PSI is a global labour federation which represents almost 700 unions, with 20 million workers in 154 countries. In the past year, it has been focusing on a large number of issues, including migration, equality, and global trade. One of the issues it has been addressing most forcefully is tax evasion, because fair tax systems help fund necessary public services. Radio Labour interviewed Rosa Pavanelli about tax evasion. Ms. Pavanelli is the PSI's General Secretary. She was asked how much money is involved in global tax evasion.
Well, actually, nobody knows the real amount of money that is stolen by governments and national administration every year. But there's an estimate that says it's about $30 trillion a year that are hidden in tax havens. And of this, about $10 trillion is estimated to be from the least developed countries in the world. So it's not true that tax evasion is a matter that affects only the rich countries where people can evade or avoid to pay taxes. It affects mostly developing countries.
Ms. Pavanelli was also asked what should be done to curb tax evasion.
I think that we need a global governance on this issue. We cannot expect to solve the problem with the actions of individual government. This is why we strongly support the proposal of ICRIC, the Independent Commission for the Reform of Corporate Taxation, to create a global tax body under the umbrella of the United Nations that can deal with a deep reform that can include all the countries, developed and not, and developing. Second, should be to close the tax havens. Then I think that the proposal that the ETUC, the European Trade Union Confederation, recently adopted to propose a minimum corporate tax rate fixed at 25% is a very good first step that should be endorsed and supported. And finally, we think that each country should annually publish the list of tax holidays given to companies in its jurisdiction.
This is Seymour Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labor.
Now here with his report about union events around the world is Labor Start correspondent Derek Blackadder.
Here's a small sample of the more than 2,300 stories our volunteers collected last week. Our top stories section included links to news about the ongoing struggle in France over changes to that country's labor laws, the deaths of strikers at the hands of Mexican police as the teacher strike there continues, and a hunger strike by members of the Korean Part-Time Workers Union as they demand an increase in the minimum wage. We had news of strikes and lockouts in dozens of countries. Here are just a few highlights. Members of the Zimbabwe Teachers Association closed schools after receiving notice that their wages would continue to go unpaid. Food processing plant workers in Turkey walked over wages. British rail workers walked to protest a plan to reduce staff on passenger trains affecting safety. Solid waste workers in India walked to back their demands for higher wages and regular days off. Kenyan university workers began a pay dispute on Thursday. Workers at 15 local governments across Nigeria occupied their offices and refused to work in an effort to gain their unpaid wages. Nurses in the United States were out over changes to their health care plan. And in Egypt, food workers continued their job action in an effort to win a wage increase. Stories collected on our Working Women page included the news that migrant domestic workers in Hong Kong are being put into endless debt by labor brokers, the partnerships between British and Indian unions that are improving the lives of garment workers in southern India, and a profile of the United States Union Woman of the Year. Our Health and Safety Newswire carried stories to hundreds of union websites around the world about the Canadian nurse who was fired for exposing safety violations in a hospital, the recent series of mining accidents in Botswana, and the union that's campaigning for industrial safety in Guyana. Next week, look for coverage of a possible China Airlines strike in Taiwan and further reaction by British unions to the Brexit vote. Currently, Labor Start is running 8 online actions. Please take just a few seconds out of your day and join thousands of trade unionists around the world in helping workers make their lives better, or even help save those lives. This is Derek Blackadder from Labor Start, reporting for Radio Labor.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.